Hello and welcome back to the Misfits podcast. This is Fitz from the present moment. Just stopping by to tell you that we had a few problems getting this podcast out, and so you may notice that a few of our talking points are a little bit dated. This was actually the first podcast we recorded after our break, but it's still a banger, so I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the Misfits podcast. I'm joined by my fellow lunatics fresh from the asylum. We've got Toby on the telly.
Ah!
We've got good guy Fitz.
G'day, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. We've got Zuckles.
The walls are closing.
And our good friend Matt Landatoys.
Great, now you can't hear us. It's perfect.
Some of these people seem way too sane.
Now we can talk as much shit as we want.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Excuse me, I can't hear you until I put these
fuck
back
him.
On.
Top knot boy.
Can't
what
stand
about me?
I love him. Love
I
him?
Said knot
oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Why don't you let your hair down for this podcast? Get a little crazy.
Yeah.
Nah, it's chilly, man.
It's chilly, exactly.
It's chilly.
If you have your hair down, does it look like a mullet?
Does it?
No. Okay. It looks good. He looks like a Renaissance king.
No, it does. I saw it when we went to the snow. He looked like a samurai.
It's a rare Pepe.
Like a what?
It's a rare Pepe.
What does that
see
mean?
See the hair down.
What's a Pepe?
It's rare. You know a Pepe?
No, what's that?
It's a small frog that's racist.
Small frog that's racist? Saying it's a rare small frog that's racist.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's how you think you look
that's
with your
hair
down.
That's how I keep them contained, you know?
Okay.
Keep them all tied up.
It's a frog native to South Africa.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Plenty of sense.
That's the place for it.
So how are we? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been a while since we've done a podcast. It's been, what, 2 months, 3 months,
yeah,
a year?
3 months.
I can't even remember, man.
It's been a hot minute.
Last podcast, we
cold
said
minute.
We would be doing them a little less frequently, and we definitely kept that
promise.
Yeah,
we kept the promise, guys.
So that's a first for us. We
it's
kept
a little,
the good promise.
Welcome.
A little round of applause for that.
Yeah, that was actually really easy to keep that promise. I'm not going to clap with you.
Yeah, I've got a beer. I'm welding a beer right now.
You're welding
wielding
a beer?
Wielding a beer.
Wielding a beer.
Mason's got a whole ass jug of beer.
Yeah, he's got a little flask.
This was actually filled to the brim, and I've sculled the whole thing.
Yeah, there used to be some flowers in it, but they died.
Yeah.
Turns out beer doesn't, you know, keep flowers alive.
Anyway, guys, we hope you haven't missed us too dearly, although I'm sure that you have. We've missed you too, to tell you the truth. We keep saying like, oh man, remember when we did a podcast every week? And everyone's like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all right.
That was something.
So we definitely... No, we have missed you. We have, and it's very good to be back. It's good to see you again. Hello.
Hi.
Hope you've been well. Hello. You're probably all grown up by now. Probably all big boys and girls.
Yeah, you probably ride on like trains, public transport by yourself now.
Yep.
Doing drugs on the weekend.
Yep, selling drugs on a weekday. Just making a living, getting by.
Side hustle.
And good for you too. You know, it's hard in this world. You're gonna make a little bit of cash when you can.
Yeah, otherwise you can't pay for the prostitutes.
That's true.
And then who are you gonna kill?
They do get expensive. Modern life is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I just have so much desire for all things, and it keeps on adding up in cost.
All things.
All things.
You just got a desire for
prostitutes,
everything.
Candles.
Yep.
Food.
Those are all the things.
It all adds up in cost. Every time I buy something, I just want something else.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think this whole capitalism thing is a joke. It's not actually worth investing in.
Let's just be communists.
Yeah. I've decided I no longer believe in the economy. I'm sort of stepping away from that.
Oh, yeah. Good on you.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I'm done with it. I'm out. No more.
No more.
No more economy for me. I just kind of roam the streets and
barter.
Yeah,
you barter.
Yeah, I barter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a what was that Lady Bird movie. That's a fucking the character that did that. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you guys? How are the vibes? Swagger vibe check.
Vibing very well.
I mean, that kind of means nothing.
I mean,
I want something specific.
I'm vibing quite nicely.
Oh, we can't just all go around in a circle and say we're vibing. I want to know like what your vibes are.
Yeah. I mean, we just went to Tassie, didn't we?
Well, we went
a while ago. Oh, we already made a podcast about that.
That was in March.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
the video's out.
Scattered, man.
The video's out.
The video is
out. Oh, the video's out. Shit, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, the video's allegedly out.
Yeah, damn.
It's allegedly out.
Yeah. No, by the time this drops, the Tasmania vlog, the epic cinematic experience will be out on YouTube. We hope you guys have been enjoying it.
And go watch it like 20 times.
Please. Super helpful. We are sorry that it took so long, but also we're not sorry because it's a banger video.
It was also a really long video. Like, there was a lot of footage. It takes a while to edit that.
You should see our editor's face. It is wrinkled. It is dehydrated. He's currently squinting at us from behind the camera. Mitchell has been having a rough time. But it's out, and we hope you enjoy it. Matt, what are your vibes?
It's a little cold out, but Melbourne weather's like that sometimes.
I don't know what you mean, bro. I don't know what you mean by that.
Toasty as fuck with my nice beer in this tavern.
I'm personally very warm.
You can turn the aircon down if you want.
Actually, yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's kind of chilly in here.
Yeah. Toby, vibes?
So if I was like a New York businessman, my vibes would be probably with like white powder up my nose after just having fucking a prostitute and making a lot of money on the stock market.
Did you kill the prostitute though?
No, I left her alive.
Oh. Rookie mistake.
No, she needs to like live with her mistakes.
Oh, I like it. Like long term trauma shit.
Killing them's too easy.
That reminds me of that movie American Sane Person. You seen that?
That's me.
Yeah, stars Patrick Bateman.
Yeah. Yep. Stars Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. He's very sane. He just does stocks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he listens to records and doesn't kill people when he does it.
I know. I mean, I can't believe it. My vibes are actually really good. Thanks for asking. Doing good. Feeling good. Very happy to be here with my five friends.
Four. Yeah, there's four of us.
What do you mean?
We're friends with yourself.
What do you mean? Jay's right there.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, you going, bro?
He's just off camera.
He's off camera.
He's waving. Right now.
He's got a mouthful of croissant. We don't want to interrupt him.
Oh, really, Jay?
No, sadly, Jay couldn't make it to this little podcast. I'm sorry to all the McCreamy stands, but I'm sure he'll be around in future. For now, it's just us five. What do you rank of that?
Well, he was the glue that held us together.
I know, we're practically falling apart at the seams. What are we going to do without Jay chiming in with a, oi, that's funny as, or that's fucked. That's fucked.
That's fucked, fuck, man.
No, we'll see him next time.
Hopefully.
He's splashing. Yeah, I'm just giving a twirl, mate. He's just giving a twirl.
He's just aerating his beverage.
Yeah, get a sniff.
It's what people of class and character do, mate. Which is exactly
notes
what Mason
of alcohol.
Is.
It's quite a different lager. Yeah. I haven't had a lager like this.
What is it? What brand of beer you reckon it is? See how
it
good you
like
are.
Tastes like Heineken.
Heineken?
Is this Heineken?
I doubt it.
I'm incorrect.
Doesn't
I don't
matter.
Know my beer palate.
All that matters is that you got a beer in your hand.
Yeah. All tastes the same.
Let's think it's Stomping Ground Lager.
Stomping Ground Lager?
Oh, great. Now we're promoting an alcohol brand.
That's
shit.
Just perfect. Yeah, look, guys, the fans at home, they might be a little upset with us.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I feel like they're like, why? Like, where is anything?
Yeah, where have you been for a year, basically?
But hopefully now that the video is out, they're like, oh, okay, we're happy
a
again.
A thing.
Yeah. The good news is that we've been filming quite a lot. And
yes, we have.
There's actually been quite a lot of good group momentum lately. We're all feeling quite excited. We've just had a very good weekend.
All it took was moving me to a different state so that I wasn't there, you know, bringing the mood down.
Just had to get now, Toby out of the way.
Now everyone's on board with shit.
Yeah, it's actually so convenient. No, we've just had an awesome weekend. Toby's been here for the last few days, and we've been doing a shoot at a dessert bar of all places.
It was fantastic.
We have quite... We did a shoot that was actually a little bit out of everyone's comfort zone, I do believe. Swagger, take it away.
Do you want me to explain the concept of the video?
I just want you to take it away. All right. Now that he's gone.
Took it away.
Guys, we basically shot a prank style video. Our first prank.
Ah! Pranked you.
Yeah, it was a bit funnier than that. Okay, how do we explain this shoot? Because it was a little bit technical, but it was also quite simple in the end.
So we pretended to work at a restaurant, and we all had mics on and earpieces on. And outside of the restaurant was a big van with a control panel with like four cameras you could operate remotely that were hidden in the restaurant.
Yeah, it felt properly like Punked or
Impractical Jokers
or something like that. TMZ, that's just like
a
celebrity.
Spying on people.
Oh.
What is TMZ in your head?
Or MTV.
What is
400 of them.
What is MTV in your head?
Like
MTV
music
Cribs.
What is that in your head?
Like that was a mad crib filming hectic shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but like I don't know how you got there from here. Like, why are you thinking of MTV Cribs?
I was just giving the example of what it was similar to.
Can we do an MTV Cribs at your house?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Here's my beers. Here's my ashtray.
This like overfilling every day.
These are my worms that I'm raising.
You're just in your sink eating your moldy dishes.
Yeah.
Mason's been raising worms, guys. He's really passionate about it, actually. How are they?
They're pretty good. They're just eating away.
Yeah, still eating shit.
Do you actually have worms, though?
I'm not sure.
Wait, like in your body?
I'm not sure. I had a brief moment.
I told him the other night, because he says, I reckon I have worms. And I was like, well, are you hungry all the time? He's like, yeah. I go, is your asshole itchy? He's like, yeah.
No, that's, said, you that's haven't something
else. I said, you haven't taken your yearly deworming tablet.
Yeah, this is a thing that's been coming up recently with Swagger Souls. everyone was quite astonished to find that he takes deworming tablets regularly.
Not regularly.
He eats them like a little dessert.
Regularly is like once every other year.
Aren't
maybe
they for
once
dogs?
A year.
Okay, I thought you said
no,
every-
you can
they
get
are.
Them for people too.
Yeah, but like most people don't need them.
Most people do need them. They just don't know that they need them.
Right. It's because you're spending all that time with children, eh?
No. It's because I'm eating all that raw meat.
What raw meat are you eating?
Liver King style.
Yeah.
Do you know Liver King?
Yeah, he just eats raw
Primals.
Liver.
Get your fucking testicles and...
Yeah, he just, eat, just eats raw.
What?
Get your testicles
you know,
and what?
Like you really do you not know who Liver guy? King is? Yeah. Oh. He's this fucking giant, like, bodybuilder guy, and he follows a primal diet. And they, like, the only one video I saw of him was, like, this giant meal that was cooked by a chef. And there was just, like, fucking beef testicles, a bunch of liver, some kidneys.
Man's got right. the healthiest
I
guy.
Thought he ate
Man's
raw
Man's just eating awful.
It does eat raw,
like raw meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And raw just, testes.
He's just, he's huge, but he's definitely on the, you know, the roids.
Right. He's roided out. He's not successful as a bodybuilder because of the raw meat.
No.
It's just because he's on roids.
Yeah.
He has to eat all that raw meat to feed his worm overlord, this massive tapeworm.
Yeah, the tapeworm is giving him all the definition.
Do you reckon you actually have a worm inside you?
I don't know.
What are you going to name him?
Jim.
Jim? Yeah, Jim the worm?
Jim the worm.
I thought you unironically had pet worms because you said in the group chat the other day, hang on, I'll be there soon. I just need to feed my worms.
Yeah, he just meant he was eating breakfast. That's all
yeah. I mean, if you think about it, a pet, like, what could be closer to you as a pet? If, like, you yourself are the habitat for the pet, like, if you're the cage.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, you're just the habitat for a bunch of little
you're
meepers.
Always, well, he has you're a good, always he walking would, your
Jim
worm.
Jim has a good life, bro. Like,
always walking your worm?
He's always walking his worm.
I've never seen him walking a worm.
He walks around. He's like a free Uber ride, essentially, constantly.
You know how unhealthy that fucking worm would be if there was a little worm in your tummy? It would be drunk all the time, and it would be coughing.
Macca's, fucking Siggy's.
Macca's, Siggy's, COVID twice.
Well, he's still there, bro, so I don't know. He must be all right.
What doesn't kill him makes him stronger, which is a problem for you. You're going to have a hot nurse. Rip it out of your asshole.
Yeah. I might need some of that worming chocolate.
Yeah?
Probably a block of it.
Well, everyone's fucking making fun of me for eating it, so no.
Oh, okay.
No one's making fun of you. We're all just insecure because I haven't had a deworming tablet in years, and now I'm concerned.
Yeah. I have one like every year.
Yeah, if you're listening,
you do as well?
Yeah, but...
How do you of all people take a deworming tablet?
Because
I don't even think you brush your teeth.
If you're listening to this podcast and you find yourself hungry frequently, if your asshole is itching right now, there's a very solid chance that you have a little worm just hanging out in your gut, eating your food. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be ashamed about. You can name it, make it a little friend.
Is it actually bad?
Wait, so is this a PSA?
It's horrible. Having worms is awful.
Guys, we've segued.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so we're
at this. Back to the MTV Cribs.
So we were at this dessert bar. We spent Friday and Saturday either in the back of a van or behind the counter pretending to be the wait staff at this local restaurant.
Basically, we just worked a job, but for free.
We just worked a job. And filmed it. We had hidden cameras. We had four different hidden cameras, as well as some other cameras outside. And the concept was there were two people at a time inside the restaurant, either behind the counter or serving customers, and then a bunch of cunts in the van with microphones feeding them shit to say, feeding them like ideas for how to kind of like prank the customers or make the situation uncomfortable. And man, it was... Honestly, It was uncomfortable. I was definitely pretty nervous before the shoot because we've never done anything like that.
I munted before the shoot.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, full munted. Got all over my
dude, those poor worms.
Oh, no.
They had no breakfast.
They didn't like the hash browns.
He was just nervous about working a normal job.
Yeah. I second day on the job, it wasn't too bad, right?
Yeah, I think we really got the swing of things
in the second day.
But the first day was still really funny. Oh, my God. They were just like...
There were a couple iffy and funny moments.
Yeah. Well, like... I don't know. We always spoil our videos in the podcast, so we might as well talk about
it. Just give them a couple of bits.
I mean, this is one of those videos where I feel like there's a lot that's not going to get included. I feel like we film for 12 hours and there's only going to be 20 minutes on YouTube. So
that's whatever you feel like. On the microphone.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. Well, like, one of the first bits, I think I went in first. One of the first bits I remember doing was...
Getting them water?
Yeah, a customer came in, they sat down, and I was instructed to give them water in a bowl.
Just fill
a big bowl up with water.
And give them two teaspoons and two glass cups.
Yeah, so this table of three sat down, and I walk over with this bowl full to the brim. And then I'm like, hang on a second, guys. I'll be right back with your spoons. I go to the kitchen and get them some spoons. And when I come back with the spoons, they're like, I'm sorry, like, what is this? And I was like, oh, yeah, but it's not really doing bottles because of COVID regulations. So it's not really doing lips on glass right now. And they were like, oh, no worries. Like, just like completely accepted yeah, that dude. It was.
And this lady was sitting there for like 5 minutes, spoonful by spoonful, filling up her glass cup with a bowl of water.
NPCs just accept anything.
Yeah, dude, if you just go up to any NPC and like at a restaurant and just fuck with them and just say, sorry, it's a COVID regulation, they'll all go, okay. Yeah, okay.
I mean, no one wants to be a problem, right?
And nobody wants to be a problem.
And like, water is not that important. It's a human life. No, what else happened? Like, there were lots of bits where...
You put the fucking potted plant, the massive potted plant.
Oh, yeah, started, like, moving plants around and putting them right in front of the customer. There's this huge monstera that was on the bench, and they made me pick it up and put it right in the middle of the table. That was
a table of four. They had no room.
It basically took up the whole table. They had leaves in their faces. Then they made me put another plant in front of them.
And then the owner, the actual owner of the restaurant, came by, took the plants off the table, apologized on behalf of Fitz, and then 5 minutes later, we made Fitz put it back on and say, hey, I'm sorry about that, guys, no.
Yeah, honestly, the owner, actually, it was really the owner's, well, how much can we talk about here? We can go nuts, Ryan's going to say, go ahead. The owner's wife was very...
Stressed out,
which is rightfully so. You know, it's your dessert bar, it's your pride and joy. She's in the back making these beautiful desserts the whole time. It's a really nice establishment, you know, and we're just here fucking with the whole flow.
Should we say what it is?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we obviously need to give a big shout out to quite a few people.
Yeah,
shout out on the mic.
Shout out Twisted Dessert Bar Fitzroy. That's where we shot it.
If you're in Melbourne, go check it out. It's delicious.
We also need to give a big shout out to Videocraft for all the rental gear and Ed from Moose Audio, who's our audio guy.
Ed, he's doing the audio here.
Yeah, he's actually sat right next to us right now.
And yeah, shout out.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, honestly, we could not have done the shoot without them. It was really technical with all the gear and shit, and everything went off without a hitch. It's fucking hilarious. But yeah, the owner's wife was quite upset.
Yeah.
she was making a lot of jokes as the day went on about cutting our balls off.
I don't think they were
cutting
jokes.
Cutting our fingers off.
I think she was fingers
off. No, they said, so there's a little bell that you could ring for the like outside.
It's
and
like,
we
the,
were,
like a classic
like
counter
a classic,
bell.
Yeah, like bellboy, ding, ding. And we were actually filming with Danny and Michael Racker.
Oh, yeah.
They were there for part of the shoot. And
they were twins, by the way.
Yeah, so Danny goes up and just starts ringing the bell as a bit, like, unprompted, and then, should we say her name? Did we say her name?
Yeah.
Owner's wife came out and pointed at him and said, like, if you keep doing that, I'm going to chop off your fucking fingers. And then Danny just laughed, and then she gave him this huge glare and said, I'm fucking serious.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, okay. And then you guys were going to go into the bank of the kitchen, and she threatened to
cut off our testicles.
Testicles.
Which sounded like a great deal.
Yeah, Toby was honestly like, oh, that's a great deal.
Fucking ring things. That bell.
I'm on board with that.
So, yeah, I mean, shout out to them as well for putting up with us, because you can imagine we caused quite a disruption.
We upset a customer so badly on Friday that they came back on Saturday and caused this huge stink. They wanted a full refund. They wanted $100 and... They were just trying to milk it.
Yeah, true.
I don't know if we can tell this part, but...
No, fuck it, dude. Oh, yeah, well, they were being such a cow.
Like, we were... No. Oh, are you talking about Sippy?
No. Sippy's different. No.
Sippy you got to find out about. Like, you got to see that.
I could talk about that.
We can talk about Sippy.
I was going to talk about the other thing that you mistakenly did.
What is that?
The lady with the beanie.
Oh my god.
That was me.
That was really...
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that was
yes.
unlucky.
Dude, that was hilarious. So there was this table of three that sat down. Fitz is in there wearing a hat. Sitting across from them is another table, and the guy's wearing a hat. So
the girl.
No, there was a guy wearing a hat, sat across. So there's like three people wearing hats, and one of them was one of the girls wearing a pink beanie. And so we told Fitz, hey, go up to the girl, single her out, and say, hey, we don't allow like headwear in this establishment. If it's rude, if you could take it off. And the joke was that he was wearing a hat, and then there was another guy wearing a hat. So he goes up and talks to this lady, hey, you should take off your beanie. It's very rude. It's disrespectful. And she turns around, and she's wearing a hijab underneath the beanie. She's like, I'm not taking it off.
She's like, yeah, this is actually for religious reasons. There's no way I'm taking it. She like gave me a death grip.
Dude,
I can't believe.
Yeah, like, what the... We were all, like, sitting back, like, red. Hands
Fitz,
on the head.
Fitz went fucking red.
Yeah. Oh, you committed to it, too. You're like, are you sure? I mean... Yeah, it's kind
I was
of
like,
a
sorry. I can seriously just have policy. I don't know what to tell you. And eventually, I just had to be like, oh, yeah. I mean, okay.
It's very, like, but awkward in, this,
every
in the moment.
Every time you fuck with the customer, you just go back to the counter where, like, you're kind of hidden from them and go, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys for making me do that.
Yeah, so
it sucked. Oh, my God. Like, there was another moment at that same table where there was a group of four sitting there, and you guys maybe go over there. Or I think it was maybe Mason went over at first to say, sorry, guys, it's actually a maximum of three people per table.
That was Danny, I think.
Danny, maybe,
yeah. That was
yeah.
Danny.
It was Danny.
Like, if you could just please move. And they were like, is this some kind of joke?
I did tell, like, a group of four to put their phones away.
Yeah, you did. And they left immediately. You said, yeah, in Geelong, my mom won't let me use my phone at the table.
Yeah, fucking blackout.
They left immediately.
Did they actually?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't even notice. I was too busy behind the counter like, fuck, I can't believe you did that.
But yeah, they made Danny tell them that there's only a max of three per table, which they refused after some
debating. Yeah, and if they wanted to sit, they need to be 1.5 meters apart, yeah. And they needed to wear masks.
Yeah. I think this was the same table that I fucked with
no,
the clowns
No, this
as well.
Was the Turkish guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then they made me go over there after that, like 30 minutes later, and just pull out the chair next to them. And just gesture at it and stare at them for as long as I could. Oh. I was just standing there, just like gesturing at this empty chair, like, could you please move? Like, we already asked you to move. And then they kind of like looked at me, glared at me a few times. Eventually, I just was like, all right, fine, be that way. That's fine. And there were lots of moments where you just had to walk away from a table and be like, the fucking nerve of these people, man, honestly.
Should I talk about Sippy?
Yeah.
So Sippy. I'm sitting there, I'm behind the counter. I've been drawing, like, stupid fucking pictures on the notepad just because of how slow it was during the evening. And I had the pen in my hand, and Danny tells me to draw, a face on my hand. And so I do that, and he goes, yeah, next customer that comes in, you got to take the order with your hand. And I was like, okay. So this lady comes in, and she's like, hey, yeah, I want to, like, blah, blah, blah. And I go, hold on. Is it okay if I get the new guy to do this? We have a new employee, and we're just training him, and she's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. I go, yeah, I'll get him. And I duck under the counter, and I go, what can I get you today? And this stupid fucking voice, she's like, I want a raspberry slice.
For anyone that
he's holding up his fucking hand.
Yeah, so I'm holding up my hand above my head and, like, doing a little puppet thing. It's got an eye and two lips on it, and I'm just like, hello, okay, raspberry slice, chai latte. And she's, this lady is just giving me, like, this really weird look for some reason. And then I take her order. She goes back to her table. I wait like 5 minutes. Danny tells me to go over and ask her how her meal's doing, but as the new employee. So I have to go over there, duck under the table, and then go, okay, so how's your order today? And to have a conversation with her through my fucking hand. And she was just like, yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
She was just playing ball.
And she's like, I'm just enjoying my tea. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then I go back. And then I sit there for like another 5 minutes. And then Danny... Like, there's, like, her in the store and then me, pretty much. And so there's nobody else in the store. And Danny tells me to go up to her. She's drinking her tea fucking completely normally. And he goes, yeah, I need you to go up to her and tell her that she's sipping on her tea too loud. And that she needs to be, like, quieter because it's annoying everyone in the store. And I was, like, the only other person in the store.
She's completely alone.
And so I go out and I'm like, hey, like, I'm so sorry, but you're sipping your tea really loud. It's distracting some of the customers. It's distracting some of the staff. I'm so sorry, but yeah, blah, blah, blah. Then I go back. She's pissed. And then I'm waiting another 5 minutes. They have me do the same fucking thing again. Hey, ma'am, you're still sipping too loudly. I need you to, you know, tone it down a little. Go back. And then 10 minutes later, they tell me to sip a glass of water as loudly as I can while maintaining eye contact with her. And then as soon as she made eye contact with me, I had to go, remind you of someone? It was fucking... Dude, she shot me. If looks could kill, I would be 6 feet under, bro. It was fucking awful.
Did you keep saying, like, yeah, thanks, Sippy and stuff?
Yeah,
and I had to call her Sippy.
Literally referring to her as Sippy the entire time.
Yeah, he, like, looked over, like, over the counter, like, in the middle of the store while she's in the corner, just making eye contact, just sipping his tea really loud.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... Before anyone asks, we had to get permission from a lot of people after we shot, because you're ruining somebody's evening, basically, for content.
And also, like, you know, they're not knowing that they're being filmed.
Yeah, they don't know they're being filmed.
And it's not a public space necessarily.
It's a private business, so like, legally you have to do the waivers, and if they say no, I'm not going to sign your waiver, you have to trash the footage. So yeah, we had to get a waiver from a bunch of different people. Some people didn't want their face in there, and some people all, like, outright were just like, no.
No fucking
I'm
way.
I'm not going to sign
Which
your fucking
waiver. Which
honestly
is, like, probably what I would do.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, what do you mean? You just ruined my dessert experience? Why the fuck would I want to fucking sign your waiver? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had to do an ad like 3 times because the first 2 times the people didn't want to sign the waiver.
One was like walking off while she's like, no, I'm not having this, no.
So I was just completely...
pass me your cup.
Just completely ignoring the customer staring at the camera.
So it was like straight up, like they would ask, like it would be, they'd come in, they'd say, yeah, I had like a latte or like a cappuccino or a coffee or whatever. And then the bit was in, I would have to tell them like, oh, actually, we're offering an alternative to coffee if you're willing to hear me out. And regardless of whether they say yes or no, I basically go, yeah, Gamersups is a keto-friendly, sugar-free, amazing, delectable drink that you can get for 10% off at gamersups.gg. And basically do this whole ad read and then look into the camera and then like point at the camera, completely ignoring the people at the counter. And then I held... Like a pose for like 2 minutes,
literally
looking
2 minutes
into the camera, and they're just sitting there like, "What the fuck is going on?"
It was really funny because none of the people that, like, while you were staring at the camera, none of the people that you did it to, like,
were looking at.
They just were just staring at you blankly, like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, like, what the hell is going on? So the first 2 times I did that, they didn't sign the waiver. The first was like a couple, and they were like, "No, I'm okay," and I just kept going. Which, by the way. This podcast is sponsored by Gamersups.gg.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of already did the
ad. Well, thank you, Gamersups. Very good flavors.
Ryan's got a couple fresh Gamersups coming in here.
Also, shout out Chris for doing all the waivers. He pressured a lot of people into signing them very quickly.
Big shout out to Chris.
We had a lot of people that came back after they signed a waiver and said, can I unsign the waiver? And we were like, no, lol.
Nope.
Wait, so they actually were like, can we undo that?
Yeah. Like.
So Chris would just like, what, hunt them down?
Oh, he would do such a good job. He'd be like, hey, man, we just pranked you in there a little bit. Do you want to sign this? You get a dollar. Like, they read the waiver and then we would send them on their way.
They'd come back?
Yeah, and then people would send an email being like, wait, what did I sign? Well, you signed it, buddy. Like,
yeah, that is sort of something that you would do. You'd like sign, like, oh, I guess I'll sign this because you're just trying to be agreeable, and then you're at home at night thinking like, what the fuck have I done?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
did I look
so
okay during that? Yeah,
so stupid.
But like, we definitely had like quite a few good bits that we just aren't going to be able to use because the people refused to sign the waiver.
Yeah, what a bunch of fucking assholes, right?
There was one part where we left Matt from the van, like no one was on cams, and then Matt just had to plank on the table with no one like talking.
We were on cams, we were talking.
No,
to him.
But we all went in and grabbed him.
Yeah,
and,
we
like,
all had to go.
I was holding
a plank for like 2 minutes.
So one of the bits was there was a family of four, two little kids, and we had Matt like go up onto the table in front of them and just hold a plank for like 2 minutes, and then we told them to like grab a little flower that was on the table and like hand it to them, and then they just like grabbed it, looked at it, didn't know what to do, and then all of us from the van went out into the restaurant, grabbed him by the feet and the arms, and carried him out and his family.
We did it so smoothly as
It was pretty smooth. I asked the guy if he can get the door. He was like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. It was funny as hell.
It was.
The whole shoot would be like 2 days. There's a lot of bits that we're not going to mention because of how good they were. Or if you want, we could do the...
I think
Misfits Plus.
What about the ice cream one?
Unfortunately, I think none of the bits are going to translate as well over storytelling than they will just in the video itself. So you will have to wait and see. But
The birthday cake?
The birthday cake bit was pretty fucking funny. So we
got to hit the bit before that, before we can even do
that.
Yeah.
We'll finish recapping bits after this. But
yeah.
So, like, I'm behind the counter. I'm waiting for customers to come in. It's kind of slow. And all of a sudden, a couple comes in that we later find out are on a date. And as they come up to order, Swagger calls me.
I call Cam on his phone, and he changed my contact info to just boss.
No, it's boss, and then in brackets, cunt. and your and your profile picture was just an angry emoji. And I put you on speaker. And I'm like, hang on, guy. Like, they're in the middle of ordering. Hang on one second. I'm just, my boss is calling. I don't know what this is about. Better check this.
And so I call and I go, hey, you know, how's the shift going? Is everything okay?
He goes, like, yeah,
holding
fine.
Down the fort bus. Everything's okay. And I go, okay, well, you know, if by chance you happen to find two people coming into the restaurant, one is middle-aged, balding, square-framed glasses, like graying hair, wearing, and I just described both of them to like a T, like from what they were wearing.
Like, they were so confused though, like they were kind of ordering while you were talking, so I don't even know how.
Yeah, if whether or not they
but
were
like. But like, they were definitely picking up and like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, like, why is this guy talking to his boss and why is he describing what weirdly sounds like me?
Yeah, and then Fitz had to say, I'm sorry, guys, like, you guys, like, are being described by my boss.
Yeah, like, my boss is telling me that you guys came in here and that you're, like, not good people. He's, like, telling me that you guys are just, like, bad people. Like, I don't know. I'm new. I honestly don't know what to do in this situation. Like, I want to take your order, but my boss is telling
like,
me.
They were like, this is our first time here. We've never been here before.
Yeah.
And then we had him say, like, beep, 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 beep. Well, that's my lie detector. Beep, 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 beep. That's my lie detector. And they were like, we're not lying.
The lady was like,
I'm just ribbing you.
We're not lying. It's my first like time ever being here. It's my birthday yesterday. We're just trying to have a nice treat. And then I was like, oh, are you sure? Are you sure you're not lying to me? You're not fucking lying to me? And they were like, no, we're not. Anyway, eventually I just have to take their orders because you can only push it for so long. But the whole time I'm taking that order, I'm still like, you're definitely not lying. We have a discount, a 50% discount for liars.
Yeah.
You guys sure you're not lying? And they were just like, no, we're not lying. We don't know what to tell you, man. And I was like, all right. Kind of sounds like you're lying. And I put through that order. They take a seat.
They're there for like 30 minutes. And then we have everybody that was on scene. Everybody is wearing like a costume. So we're all wearing white shirts with aprons. And then, so eight of us come in. We had this prepared, like, giant ice cream cake that we put three candles on.
Massive.
And then we all came into the restaurant. They were, like, the only two people left. And we all sang happy birthday, except nobody knew her name.
So whenever
as soon as it got to them, like, happy birthday to you. And then we put it down. This fucking it was, like, ridiculously oversized.
It was as big as the table, pretty much.
And it, like, took up, like, all of their room. They had to move everything out of the way. We put it down. And then we're like, hey, you know, happy birthday. Like, you know, we're sorry about the confusion earlier. We hope you're having a good day. And then Fitz goes, yeah, so it is your birthday, right? It is your birthday today? And then the lady goes,
it's like yesterday.
No, it was yesterday. And I go, yesterday? And then I pick up the cake, and Michael Rankin fucking blows out the candles. And I turn around and walk away with
blew
it.
Blew the candles out. Yeah, and
walked away with it.
Just like,
then everyone, it was like, sorry, it's like steward policy, actually. It has to be your birthday. And they were, like, so pissed. And then 10 minutes later, we walked back
no,
in.
No, it was, like, immediately after Mitchell.
Was
like,
it
all
immediately
right.
after?
Mitchell's in our ear, like, all right, now bring the cake back again. Sing happy birthday again. And be like, we just felt bad.
Yeah, so we go in, we do the whole thing again. We put it down again. Candles are lit. We go, yeah, sorry, man. We felt bad, but it's a company policy. We have to sing happy birthday whenever we bring out a cake. And they were so pissed.
Yeah, so that really did it for them.
They
after
told
that,
the,
they were
they
done.
Told
like,
the they waiter, just, the owner, they're like, this is our first time here, and we're never coming back. Like, and dude. And
as we were walking away the second time as well, after they, like, denied the cake a second time, I remember saying, like.
You said it again. You doubled down. Did you?
No, I was like, all right, have fun being old. Something like that. I didn't turn around to see their reaction, but I know they fucking heard that shit.
So they actually refused to sign the waiver originally. So yeah. I went up to them in the store right after the bit because I was like, all right, look, we've fucked up their night enough. Let's go to them now while they're in the store. We'll sit down and do the whole waiver thing. And I went up to her and I was like, oh, hey, look, obviously you're on sort of a video or a YouTube channel, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Before I could even say anything, she just looks at me and shakes her head and goes, I'm not signing your waiver. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, no, what do I do?
We were all devastated because like,
yeah.
it was the best bit. It was so
like,
fucking funny.
The bit to end all bits.
Then they continued sitting in the salt for like another 45 minutes. So I was just waiting for them to leave.
Yeah, like giving them time to cool off.
Yeah, so they cooled off and then she came out the front and I was like, oh, hey, look, I'm sorry. We didn't want to ruin, you know, your birthday night or anything like that, blah, blah, blah. We were just trying to make a funny video. And she's like, yeah, look, I get it. But obviously it was my birthday, blah, 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 blah. And anyway, then I was like, look, is there anything we can do to get it signed? She's like, yeah. She was like, I want $1,000. And I was like, look, I got 500 cash on me. I'll give you that. And then, do you have dinner plans tonight? They're like, no, we'll just bar hopping. I was like, okay, I'll book you into a restaurant. We'll pay for it. It's covered by us.
Yeah.
Will you sign the waiver? And she was like to her partner, hey, do you want to do this? And they were like, he was like, look, it's up to you. And she was umming and ahhing. And then she's like, okay, look, I'll do it. And then, I actually text her and I said,
So I got to the reservation, sent her the details. I said, hey, hope your night went well and we managed to recover it. How was Scopri, which is the name of the restaurant? She said, yes, everything ended well and we had a good night. Scopri was great and Bruce and his team made sure we were very well looked after. My birthday was redeemed. Thanks for organizing that for us.
Wow. Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then she added, hope all goes well with your project.
Let's go.
So she was
very
lovely.
Happy customer.
She's still
customer.
Not going back to that bar.
No, I don't think anyone.
Yeah, that was the other thing I said to her. I was like, hey, look, the dessert bar, this wasn't their fault. This was all us. Like, please make sure you give them another go because the food's great. And she was like, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good food.
Yeah. That was good.
I got to eat a little bit in between.
Oh, it was amazing. It's a really nice place.
I would like knock over a scone on accident and go to the owner like, I'm sorry I knocked this over. Like, I'll pay for it. And they'd be like, no, just have it. I'd be like, okay, I did that like one more time.
Not to sell it too hot. It's also so fucking cheap.
It is really cheap for dessert.
Twisted Dessert Bar in Fitzroy. Legends.
How did you guys
feel? And they serve drinks as well.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Of age, of course.
How did you guys feel doing this shoot? Because it was so different to anything that we've ever done before.
I felt pretty in my element. I mean, I fuck with people for a living.
Yeah.
So
Swagger was just like, I've got a mask on. I'm basically playing VR.
Pretty much. Because I had to.
Meanwhile, everyone else has their fucking face exposed.
Everyone else has their face exposed. They have to read the facial expression. I'm sitting there with a fucking like mask like this on and a beanie. And like, if anyone was ever going to be like, hey, what do you have a mask on to me? I'd be like, it's COVID. You want to get COVID? You know, like, and they'd be like, oh, okay.
Well, at one point, we were trying to get Swagger to say he was a burn victim.
No. That was the bit.
Or a terrorist.
The bit. I'm fucking checking this lady out. Not like with my eyes, whoa. But like actually, you know.
Whoa.
So I'm checking them out, and they go like just normal, like okay, and then Fitz goes, say, sorry about the mask. I used to be a terrorist. And I like listened to that, and I just shook my head, like taking their order. I was just shaking my head, and then I just hear Fitz go, "Burn victim." And I was like, "Okay." Sorry about the mask. I used to be a burn victim.
Oh yeah, I forgot and, you said
and
that.
Like, and
she
the
was like, "Oh."
And yeah, the lady just looked at me, and she raised one eyebrow and said, "Okay." And it was just like, "Nice, bro. Nice."
So
nice.
Rude of her. Like, come on. Where's your sympathy? Where's the sympathy?
I should have actually had makeup done up that made me look like a burn victim.
Yeah.
I think the job was hard for me though, because like I've never worked a proper job.
Yeah,
like
and you
that.
Can't go 5 minutes without so, like, smoking a cigarette.
I kept having.
It wasn't the fucking with people that caused Mason problems. It was the making the coffees. It was the wiping the bench.
It was anything like that.
Using
like,
the till.
Any labor.
But then I worked out, like Mitchell said, to just loop. Just like pretend you're doing stuff constantly.
Yeah.
And I just felt like it was a lot easier after I started doing that.
Yeah, I polished a ladle for like an hour and a half.
Dude was just sitting there. And I started doing some dishes. Started wiping some tables.
They got a good deal out of you. They got free labor for a day.
Dude, exactly. Yeah. But like,
I don't know.
20%
at the expense of their reputation.
Yeah, some people were very unhappy. I'm going to check the reviews right now just to see if any of them came up.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I checked, nothing was there, but I'm sure that there's at least one. But yeah, I mean, Matt, how'd you feel? How'd you feel on set? How'd you feel?
And like,
how'd
you feel before? I'm curious if, like, were any of you guys pretty anxious before actually shooting?
Yeah, a little bit. But then, like, 5 minutes there, I'm like, oh, it's just like my old job working at Starbucks, you know?
Yeah,
same
shit,
except
like,
I get to get paid to fuck with customers.
Yeah, I was the most nervous the night before, and then the day of and the day after, I was like, it's honestly, this is fine. Like, it's uncomfortable, but it's just like, I don't know, like, you're never going to see these people again.
That's what I realized second day.
You just have, like, an endless stream of NPCs coming
through.
There's
a stream of NPCs. I was like, as soon as, like, the easiest way to rationalize it is, like, these people spawn, they come in, you fuck with them. And then they leave and they despawn into the ether. You never fucking see them again.
Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, that's kind of sociopathic, but for sure.
I mean, it's like the easiest way not to be nervous is just to pretend that they're not real.
Right.
I found beforehand I wasn't nervous leading up to it.
but when you were doing
but then I sat down in the van and saw what Swagger was making people do, and then I got nervous.
Yeah, I was a bit
I was
of
like,
an asshole
oh,
the first
yeah, okay,
day.
This is like, because I've always been like this, like when we've had the Misfits houses and stuff, I've always been like super self-conscious, like worried about the neighbors and stuff, like worried about being loud, worried about annoying people. So I hate annoying people, and I hate making people uncomfortable, especially like when they're just like out having a nice time. So like for me, I found it super fucking hard.
We got a fucking empath over here.
Yeah, it's like you're a good person and Swagger's not, basically. It's basically what you're describing.
I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that.
I was somewhere in the middle, I would say.
It was like, for me, obviously it was different. I'm wearing a mask and I have to worry about like my, like basically my biggest concern wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so nervous, I can't believe I have to do this, I have to work up the courage to do this. It was like, I had to stop myself from like laughing and then like compose myself and do the bit. Because like, if I didn't have the mask on, I just had the biggest shit-eating grin the entire time.
And they couldn't see that, which is why you had like a buff.
It just looked like I was smiling with my eyes, but I was really just like, oh, I can't wait to fucking say this to you. I can't wait to see what the fuck you can do.
I don't even know what I would do if someone in a mosque like yours was serving me. I'd be like, this is so weird. Like, what is happening right now?
It's
not even that cold.
It was kind of chilly.
There was a moment where Matt was instructed to stand like right next to a table, like right, like basically like, his cock was like basically on the table, standing right next to them and just stare straight ahead. And then we also had Jackson
Doherty. Is that his last name?
I forget his last name.
Doherty.
Jackson
O'Doherty.
TikTok
star,
OnlyFans sensation, comes standing on the other side of the table and just stare at Matt. So there's these two poor girls just trying to enjoy some dessert. And on either side, they have these looming men just like making eye contact.
With each other, like ignoring them completely.
And then they
for like 3-4 minutes. We had them there for a while.
Yep. And they were kind of just like, I guess this is happening. We're just going to keep eating our dessert. Just going to pretend like this isn't going on.
And then I instructed Jackson and Matt to do a like a game where they would go like even louder, like
they were basically
one person
playing
would make
penis.
A fart, yeah, they were playing penis but with fart noises, so it would be and then Matt would go and then Jax would go and it was just back and forth for like maybe a minute, two minutes.
Matt was definitely struggling to hold in the laughter.
Dude, Matt.
Jackson
was.
No,
like,
I was watching you, bro. You were definitely close. You were close.
You were cracking.
He was giving him for now.
Yeah, I think you were cracking a smirk only because Jackson was like, could barely
keep his
composure.
I didn't break a face once.
Yeah.
I was so smirky, Matt. You don't even know it.
Maybe. Watch the video back.
Right at the end, we had Matt go, I can't compete with that. You win. And then just walked off. And then Jackson, completely unprompted, looks down at these two women. Jackson's this fucking giant, ripped guy. And he stands over them and he goes, I guess you guys are my customers now. Like that. And just walked away. And just fucking walked away. And they were so confused.
I was there for that. I can't see that in post.
I cannot wait to see all the footage back. It just translates so much better when you can see what's going on. The cameras were incredible. We were like zooming in on people's faces and shit.
Yeah, I made a guy duck under the counter and house an entire meal. Because they were trying to get people into the restaurant just so that we could film. And so Danny and Michael were outside doing this twin bit, and they were like saying, yeah, first meal on the house completely for free. So these people were coming in expecting a free meal, and they'd come over to the counter and be like, yeah, by the way, is this free? I'd be like, no. Who told you that?
That guy does not work here.
That guy doesn't work here. And this one guy was like, well, I don't have any money, and like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so me and Matt were like looking at each other like, oh, I don't know, should we like, you know, the boss isn't going to be happy.
He's like fucking looking back, checking if the boss is there.
Yeah, so Matt's like, just go, take it. He gives it to him, and then he's like going to eat it. And we're like, but the boss might come out. So duck under the counter, just house it. Eat it as quick as you can. House it. And this dude's just going, like right underneath the counter.
So
and then
good,
I gave him an awkward handshake.
That same guy, Danny, also like pretty much stole his bike.
Oh yeah, that's right. Danny
we
was
had like a
look
camera pointed out the front, didn't we?
Yeah. So many good bits. The good news is that this video will not take as long to edit because it was just a 2-day shoot. All the footage is pretty tight. I mean, there's a fair bit to go over, but it's definitely not going to be as much of a fucking 2-hour mega video as the Tasmania vlog.
For sure.
More than one upload in a year?
Whoa!
Holy shit.
Almost like the Misfits are back, baby.
Saying that
very tentatively, as we don't want to make more false promises and then rage our fans.
Guys, from now on, daily podcasts, weekly videos.
This is the part where you say, this year's going to be fucking lit.
This year's going to be fucking lit.
Oh my God, why would you even say that? After the last two times you've said that, everything's gone to shit.
This year's going to be fucking shit. Expect no content from us. at all. Is that better?
Yeah, set the bar low.
None
of it's really what we want.
Is that more comforting? Knowing that I'm wrong?
Honestly, the Misfit slogan should be just take what you can get. And
take
enjoy
what you can get.
You know, just
everybody.
Hopefully it's good enough.
Yep.
I actually prefer the term quality over quantity.
Yeah, that's because...
That was always my excuse. I don't know if that's applying these days. But yeah. No, it's good. It feels good to be shooting shit, you know?
It does.
Yeah.
We're having
some fun out here. We're having fun. It's good to have Toby back in town.
Yeah.
We miss you since you moved.
Yeah, I've moved away, but I'm still part of the Misfits, you know?
Yeah,
it was Perth.
A bunch of people thought when I moved to Perth, it was like... Oh, well, Toby's gone.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking here. Okay?
How's Queensland, Jay?
Yep.
Oh, he still hands you a mouthful of croissant.
Oh, dude. He's been eating that croissant for a while, bro.
He's been just stuffing croissants down the whole time. He loves his French pastries.
He said it's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard that.
All Fortnite YouTubers love croissants.
Whoa, Jay. Dude, he's fucking bending over and goatseeing. He's spreading his asshole with two fingers.
Dude, I don't want to see that.
That's why McCreamy's the goat, bro. Forever. Forever and always. You can't say these things about Jay, man. He's going to sue us.
Oh, shit.
He's going to be like, guys, goatsy joke was too far.
He's going to sue us. He's going to be like, guys, I don't eat croissants.
You know how I feel about gluten. No.
So
yeah.
How is Perth, Toby?
You know, it's Perth.
It's Perth.
Isn't Perth like a desert?
Yeah, it's just like a big wildlife sanctuary.
No, like desert. Like, isn't it just fucking...
It's just...
Like the Sahara Desert?
It's just mines. There's just lots of mines.
Just mines,
mines. Landmines.
Everyone's covered in soot. Mines?
Dude, I actually thought you meant landmines.
No, like iron mines and shit.
Oh,
I think.
Shit.
You know, this is a bunch of fuckers playing Minecraft in trucks.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Get some opals and whatnot.
Dedicated wheel.
Yeah, but I'm going to have a kid, so that's kind of whack.
You are having a kid.
You are.
Oh, yeah,
this is like public knowledge.
Yeah.
This
is like. The Misfits are actually real people with real lives.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so weird.
Kind of explains the frequency issues.
Yeah.
With the uploads.
Yeah, exactly.
A child.
Yeah, a whole ass child.
How does that make you feel?
A new creature. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I think I'm going to be, I think I'll be a good parent, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, in some ways.
All right, let's all take bets. How fucked up is Toby's child going to be in 13 years?
Watch you fucking say.
I think not fucked up at all. I think he's going to be very confident.
Pretty perfect child.
Wonderful child.
Okay, you guys can't say what I say. You have to do something different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't copy his answer, bro.
I think Toby's kid's going to have two hot moms.
It's true. Two hot moms.
Let's go.
Two MILFs. Imagine the power.
What?
Being raised by two MILFs?
What do you mean? The power?
Dude, what? Like, it's an... What do you mean?
Like, it gives you a stat boost? Yeah. You're raised by two MILFs?
Stat boost.
Yeah, charisma.
It's like women will find you extra friendly.
Women?
Yeah.
What?
You're raised by two moms. You'd be like...
Right.
You know, you'd be in with the girls.
Yeah, but I'm more sexist than most men.
That's true.
Well,
no, I'm just not.
Yeah. You might be a mom, but you're still just acting like a fucking cruel deadbeat stepdad.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to hate my child.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's going to be very interesting when that baby pops out that pussy.
Yep.
Yep, for sure.
at least going to be popping puss. And then I'm going to be, walking around with a mini Toby.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a papoose?
I just imagine
Toby. You got names? Can we get some name?
No, name leaks.
I just imagine
so
Toby.
We have,
it's going to be called Mason Jr.
No!
Mason
Jr. No, that kid's going to be fucked up.
No, that's like the easiest legacy ever to fulfill. Just get it.
I was hoping for something cool like Megatron.
Look, I'm actually only having a child because my channel's falling off and family content makes bank.
True.
I thought you just wanted to...
Ice family.
Yeah.
I thought you just wanted to accessorize.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You just have the little papoose with the little baby fucking
Is that what that's
around.
Called, a papoose?
Yeah, it's a papoose. Native American, too.
I had no idea what a papoose was when you asked
it's
before.
It's like the little backpack that goes backwards and you stick your fucking disgusting child in and it throws up all over you.
No, my child's going to sit in my handbag like a little chihuahua.
Just speaking of.
Yeah.
Just box it. People, because it's so badly raised.
You get a mind for your purse.
Yeah,
you're just like, take it. Yep, just take it. It's your problem, man.
Are you gonna be like a leash parent? You're gonna put your baby, like your child, a toddler, in a leash?
Look,
make sure it's tight around the neck. You don't want them get like wriggling free.
No, I don't want to put my child on a leash. People already think I'm racist.
Yeah, leash kids don't seem to turn out too good.
Yeah.
Neither do free range. Free range kids free don't range turn out kids. Too well either.
It's true. It is kind of a mixed bag.
Mitchell, what's the best way to raise a kid?
Well, I've been looking into natural births a lot on YouTube recently. And
natural births?
Yeah, it seems like a nice way.
Did
to
you did your Pornhub subscription run out? What are you looking at this for?
That's my YouTube shorts, dude. It's
your
awful.
YouTube shorts?
What does that mean? Natural birth? Like just
in like a bathtub.
It's when you just like let it happen. I've actually heard that natural births are like way less painful and way faster.
Yeah, like
I mean, have you ever seen a natural birth? Usually the women go, and then a baby like pops out in the water for some reason isn't drowned.
Swagger just once again showing how much he understands women.
Yeah,
childbirth isn't even that bad.
Yeah,
I've seen videos.
Elisa's she needs to stop her whinging.
Yeah, right.
You know. She thinks it's hard for her growing a baby. What does she think it's like for me?
Yeah, imagine how
what is it like for you?
I gotta see it.
You see it kicking around?
I gotta like imagine the fact that there's gonna be a kid. Like, God, she's so selfish.
True. True facts. That's kind of crazy, Toby. You do give big mom energy, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I've always wanted a kid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like another thing on the list.
Imagine, dude. Imagine
it's like
all
I want
the
that Gucci bag.
You get all
I
the
want
kid.
That car. I want that kid.
You get a ton of benefits with a baby. You can, like, go on rides for free. You can eat for free.
Yeah, that's true. And you can go to Legoland. That's the only reason Lisa and I wanted to have a baby.
Plus, you have an excuse.
Can I borrow him then?
Yeah, you're not allowed to go to Legoland unless you have a kid with you in
Skip
Melbourne.
The queue.
It sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
They have adult nights, but I don't want to go to adult nights.
What if I just dress up as a big baby?
If I just take you with me?
Yeah,
you want to
dress up like a big
baby.
Yeah, yeah. My kid. Yeah,
I want to build something bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger and better. What's the biggest Lego build these days?
Mason's going to go next to Legoland and start building a bigger Legoland. I'll show you.
He fucks up like an hour into it. He's deconstruct the whole thing.
I low-key miss the Lego streams.
Yeah, those were good streams.
Cool. Yeah.
They were funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when you blew up that Millennium Falcon?
You threw it into the pool.
was
the Taj Mahal.
Dude, I don't know where
the Millennium Falcon was Swagger.
Gone.
Swagger broke the Millennium Falcon.
That was yours.
Yeah.
Which you gave me permission for.
It was
for a bit in a video that was meant to be an ad. And then I tripped over the Lego like Millennium Falcon and broke it. And then I sent it to them for review, and they said, no, that's too dangerous. I was like, okay.
What?
So I just destroyed Toby's money broken for no reason.
I streamed building that for like 30-something hours, and I was like a quarter of the way through the book.
Wow.
That was why I let Swagger smash it, because I was like, I'm never finishing this.
Yeah, I don't think you can't be paying for this.
There's just so much stupidity in the Misfits archives. There's just like so much lost footage. Like
oh, 100%.
Deep, a deep sea chest
what's the biggest like weirdest lost footage
the
we
one
had.
Where you stabbed the cow when we went camping, you stabbed it with a
oh,
pocket
yeah.
knife
when you,
it was
remember
bleeding
you stabbed
everywhere?
That cow and gutted it and then slept in it
yeah
that
we
was
thought it was
fucked.
A funny we thought it was a funny bit in the moment, but then you were actually all covered in blood and shit, and
yeah,
like,
that's pretty fucked up.
We were laughing like, until the stench came out.
You like you like chewing on the intestine, but it broke and all the cud like came into your mouth. You were like ugh.
Ever since then you can't eat beef.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm vegan now.
Just beers for me.
Yeah, just beers now.
Yep, maybe you'll see some of those lost clips someday.
Mitchell's what's
maybe
your favorite lost footage? Do you have any?
You're putting them on the spot. He's
sorry,
like,
it's fine. You don't have to answer.
He's bouncing around. Like
Mitchell's like when I had to see Mason's cock 40 times
and blur it.
The fight between Mason and Matt was pretty interesting.
That's
some lost footage
dude,
right there.
Lost as
they'll
fun.
Never be seen.
It's burned into my fucking film strip of my brain.
Notice how I'm not wearing the Supreme hoodie ever again.
Yeah, what happened to that? Wait, during the Tassie
no,
sorry,
I don't have the
dude,
Civic
that hoodie,
anymore.
That hoodie's still in Tassie.
Yeah.
I wonder if Matt's car is still there.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well,
it's parked on the side of the road.
Behind
I wish we knew exactly where it was so we could
we
say.
We don't know.
We,
well,
we do know.
We did. No, I mean, it's not going to be there 3 months later. Dude, that thing's
no.
a cube. That thing has been crushed into a cube and a junkyard.
I don't know.
Cube.
It was in an area where, like,
wait, what's this?
People wouldn't
or,
see
or
it.
Car.
Which one?
We're talking about.
Behind her.
We're from Tassie.
Yeah, guys, we're talking about Matt and Mason. Sorry. Matt and Swagger's car from the Tassie vlog, which they just left on the side of the road in
you
Tasmania.
You couldn't move
dude,
it.
You just left it there.
Yeah, just left
dude,
it there.
Tell them where it is.
It's outside.
Tell them where it is.
You want the GPS location?
Yeah,
the course.
It's outside.
Surely you just tell them.
It's outside of a horse farm at the bottom of a hill in Hobart.
You know the one.
If you find it, please like send us a photo
or
something.
Take a little picture of it.
Yeah, hotwire it and drive it to us.
You can't. It's the... the reason why it was left there is because when it went down the hill, the fucking the oil pan blew
big
out.
Old.
I think didn't like one of the rods shoot from the engine into the oil pan and busted?
We're not sure, but the fucking there's a big old
there was a giant massive hole in the oil pan and it spilled oil everywhere along this.
Do you want I got the coordinates if someone wants to go find it.
Yeah, read it out.
It's what 42, 50, 34.0. 147, 22, 25.2.
Good thing it wasn't registered in your name at the end of the day.
Good thing it wasn't.
Why don't you tell the story about that call you got?
Oh, yeah. Just randomly months later, some dude calls me. He's like, hey, do you have a Honda Civic? I'm like,
I used to.
Yeah, why? He's like, yeah, I'm the previous owner. I'm like, no, I bought it from someone else. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm the owner before him. When'd you buy it? I'm like, back in like February or something. Why? He's like, okay, I'm just gonna submit it to Vic Roads that it was sold then. I'm like, wait, you never transferred it to the previous owner yet? He's like, nah.
What the fuck?
We didn't even technically register it from the previous owner. It's still like two owners back.
So and Matt was like, okay.
Pretty much, yeah. Like he was like breaking up at one point. Just hung up. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this.
You're like, wait, what was that? I'm going through a tunnel. Fucking.
So it's not in your name at all?
Nope.
Okay. It's probably just chilling there with like a notice of fucking abandonment on it. That's probably what it's
got to be a cube. There's
no
way.
We'll go back to that spot someday and we'll try to find it.
It won't be there.
There's no way.
You never know.
It would only get taken away if someone reported it.
Yeah, dude. The fucking farmer comes outside and sees
this. The farmer's not going to give a shit.
He's not going to care that there's a fucking Honda Civic with like a commie symbol and a fucking fucking Russian flag on the hood.
I mean, it's just by his farm. It's like on his farm. Whatever.
It was pretty close.
Probably an animal
farm.
Maybe I'll leave it.
Yeah, it was just a little. I got to pet a horse, which is pretty cool. I got to pet a horse and a goat.
I'm sitting here like, crying.
He's crying.
I'm sitting here crying over
he's
it.
Crying
my
over
baby.
It.
My poor baby. He's like, hey, horsey.
Yeah, he's petting a little horse. I'm like, hey, buddy. You're very cute. Oh, you got little lips. And then I look back at Matt, and he's just like, fucking, like, tearing everything he can out to salvage it. We still laughed like a massive inverter in there, didn't we?
No, that's in the van
that's
now.
That's in the van now.
Anyway,
the speakers are there. I reckon some dude
someone
just went by,
punched a window
punched
out,
the window out grabbed the fucking bass, and then just left.
There's another little bit of lost footage in the bong making video. Our friend Gatsby went and got a Misfits tattoo.
But
it was just like the worst footage ever, and no one reacted in any way possible. And it was so out of context that our friend would just get Misfits tattooed on him while we were making bongs. We just didn't include it. It was the worst footage I think I've ever seen.
He got a tattoo for the video, and then it didn't get used.
It didn't get used.
And now he just has that on him for life.
I think the only time Gatsby shows up in that video is when he's taking a piss out the front of the house.
Oh, no, wait. Didn't I tape him to a wall or something?
Yeah.
Taped him to a wall trying to burn
it. Dude, our shit's so fucking scuffed. We really got to get our shit together.
Yeah, but that's what was so crazy about this newest shoot is that
it felt professional.
It was the least scuffed shoot we've ever done.
It was the least scuffed shoot,
and it's because we hired people to help us. So
shout out Ed.
It was really just nice.
Ed Ledge.
Well, we hope you enjoy the video when it comes out. It shouldn't be too long, but then again, it might be years. Who knows? Hopefully.
It is us.
We'll see you in 2023.
No, we got ideas cooking.
We have probably like one idea a month that we're going to be shooting.
Well, don't say that
don't
kind
say
of shit.
That.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Why the fuck
would you say that?
Bleep that.
Sorry. Mitchell's correct. Mitchell's just correcting me. You said three ideas a month.
Yeah. An idea a day, guys.
An
daily
idea a day.
If there's one thing the Misfits hate, it's accountability.
If anything goes wrong, blame Mitchell.
Yep.
He's at on Twitter. Is he?
Yeah, we actually told you guys the Tasmania video was going to be out on 4/20. It's actually Mitchell's fault.
What do you mean you guys?
The funniest thing is that Mitchell was asleep during the... We were all sitting around the fire. He goes to the tent when we were in Tasmania. He goes to sleep. And we're on the Misfits Instagram. We're like, yeah, a month. Yeah, 420, that'll work. We won't even consult the one guy who's going to edit the whole fucking thing. Yeah, 420, go for it.
We were all like, he can do it.
You woke up in the morning, he was like, what the fuck did you guys post? He's like, we can't do that. He's like, well.
How many terabytes of footage was the trip? Do you know, roughly?
Around 3.5 terabytes.
3.5 terabytes, yeah. 3,500 gigs.
Over 100 hours of footage.
Yeah.
Many hours, many, many cameras.
That had to be manually combed
through.
Many,
many mics.
Anyway. Swagger faces to be blurred.
Yeah.
Oh, true. That is a big time consumer. But it's out now. And you're enjoying it, obviously.
You've just come to this podcast after watching it.
Yeah, obviously you've been enjoying it.
I hope, at least.
And more shit on the way. Misfits still alive and well. Everyone's chilling. Everyone's vibes seem to be good. The sun's going down. We better get the fuck out of here, I reckon.
Yeah. From where? We're in the office.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we better get the fuck out of the office.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's get out of the office then.
Okay. It's going to get bad. You gotta hurry.
All right.
All right, well, guys. Well,
bye. I hope you enjoy.
This has been the Misfits podcast.
Bye.
We'll see you again soon.
Yeah, we'll see you shortly, guys.
Pour bye.
One out. Pour one out from juice.
What did you just say? What the fuck did you just say?
I think you could probably believe, but.
No shit.